Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Digital Revolution. And today I'm going to have a quick audio blog on make the work you were made to make today. I tell this to my students a lot, that you can only make the work today that you were meant to make today. And that is to say, you can't project into the future and make the work you wish you could make today. You're stuck with the skill set that you have today, with the vision that you have today, and with the circumstances that you have today, and that's the work you're going to make. Well, today I was watching a video on Robert Frank, and it got me thinking and listening to Robert Frank talking about the way he was shooting in London, the way he was shooting in Paris, and the way people responded to him as a photographer. And this is another element that I think a lot of people overlook. Robert Frank was discussing that when he was in London shooting back in the 60s, that he could go right up to people and photograph them, and they would just sort of stare away. They wouldn't really engage with him the way somebody would today. If you went in London and were taking photographs of people, or really pretty much anywhere, people might say, "What the hell are you doing?" Because we're a lot more aware of our presence today as subjects to the photographic lens than, say, people were in the 60s. You know, we're much more aware of that photograph that the photographer is taking of us today very well may end up on Facebook and YouTube and be used for all sorts of things that we may or may not like. So I think that that's something else that influences the work that you make, is the time in which you make it. I mean, again, I see people for countless decades now trying to reproduce the work that Ansel Adams did. Ansel Adams was a very good photographer, but he was a very good photographer in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. You know, people reproducing the work that he's already made, in my mind, seems kind of silly. That work's already been done. Same thing is true of the work of Robert Frank, and the same thing is true with the work of a great many photographers. You're not going to reproduce their work. That's their work. Not only was it their vision, but it was a work that was made at a specific time. And that time and place plays a lot into why that work was so great. I mean, I tell my students a lot today, if Ansel Adams was alive today and he was out photographing today, would his work have the same iconic sort of quality? Would it be something that was revered the way, you know, many photographers revere his work? And my answer would be no, it wouldn't be, because there's too many people making that work today. So what I challenge you to do is go out and figure out what that work is that you're supposed to make. What's your look? What's your vision? Instead of, you know, recreating what's already been done, why not go out there and create something that's truly unique and truly you? Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.